Hello. What are you laughing at?
Hello. Too mellow, Bob. Too mellow for this show.
Yeah, where's okay?
Must have been the last song.
Let me hear the last bit.
Oh, thank God. Oh, spare us. The Hall & Oates revival revisited.
He's going to play it again, Ion. Stand back.
What'd you say to him, Carol? Did you tell him I went back to the bike and listened to the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, so.
Okay, we're saved.
Question,
we're saved.
Ion.
Save it.
I then shall live.
Another hour. Save it.
Yeah. Done by Vestal or just the Gator Boys?
No, it's the Gaither Brothers trio,
Gaither.
Okay, all right.
Gaither.
Madeline, I don't know, probably has to go to work or something. She wants to talk right away. Is that you, Madeline? Unmute, Madeline.
It's Magdalene.
Maggie, do you hear me?
Yes.
Like Carolyn's name, Maggie.
Yay, Maggie.
Yeah, he can stick. Thank God you saved our fucking life, darling. Jump in here quick before we blow our brains out. Hurry.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob, for putting me on. And Ion, what?
He'll put everybody on. He puts everybody on. He dons them like a bad set of clothes.
Putting me on. Yes.
Is that because you got to go to work?
No, it's because. Oh, fuck, you don't want to know.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Ion.
She has to talk. She has to talk before the bears go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not among the bears. Not the woolly bears anymore, Ion. As if you are my non-physical, you ought to well know.
I know. You're in a hotel.
Don't let them distract you, Maggie.
Are you bragging or complaining, Maggie?
Distraction.
Yes.
Go for
Ion,
it, Maggie.
Why are you distracting me?
Something to do. Hell, I don't know how the fuck you got on this show in the first place, honey. So you're running on Lux wagon right now. See, they used to didn't like colored people. That's the Negro people. Now they don't like Jewish people. What category are you gonna fit in?
Ion. Can you tell me anything?
Yeah.
Like this guy Robert that I just met, who is in every way, nearly every way. Not every way, but like 99% of the ways, exactly like my ex. Why is this back in my life right now? How did I?
You got rid of your last ex. Now you're gonna get to do it again.
Why?
Maggie, let me jump in here and cut to the chase. It's just giving you the opportunity, just like Ion said, to do it again, but do it quick. You know, make the cut clean. That's all.
Do it again. But why do we need that opportunity?
Because
the Hall & Oates.
Remnant.
Because the Hall & Oates, the first cut
remnant.
Is the deepest.
Remnant.
Total biology.
The first cut is the baby. And the hypocrite. And the hypocrite by us oath, it means you gotta fuck it till you bleed. You know how it goes.
Alright,
Moving on.
I do require some validation here, unfortunately.
Well, you wanna fuck him? You wanna fuck him? Fuck him. Go ahead. We don't care. Go on and then get over it. Let's go.
Yeah, be in control. Just observe everything that you've already observed.
But she doesn't want to fuck him.
But that's okay. Then
Why not?
Piss him off.
Why not?
I'd like to explain something here because I'm getting tangled up with Ion's words and what I'm creating and residual pattern stuff that I get to cut off.
It's called a rip. It's called a rip.
Oh, we're in the rip. Carolyn.
Yes, we're in the rift.
May I speak with Carolyn instead of Ion?
I'll mute Ion. Ion's out of control.
Ion's
a rip-off.
May I speak with Carolyn, please?
Ion's going to be muted within the first 15 minutes. This is bad.
Yeah, I'll be correcting Carolyn a little later, Maggie, but start off with Carolyn.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Carolyn, I appreciate the whole, this time we get to cut it off quick. And, all right, so here's what happened. I saw this person from, 15 yards away or more, 20 yards. Like, they didn't see me. I saw them walk out of their room into the parking lot, and I thought, oh, shit. Like, it was just their manner, everything about, I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. And I knew for a damn fact they were going to come talk to me and that something was going to happen. I didn't know what. But my first gut instinct was, oh, shit. And I wanted to go hide, but I didn't. And then, sure enough, they came up and talked to me and offered me a job. And what came into my mind was how Ion said, this is where Ion, to me listening to Ion fucked it up. Because if I had just listened to me, I would have left. I would have had nothing to do with this. But it's the whole... I don't have a job, and Ion says you can't be making the government your god, and I've been on unemployment, so I'd better take anything, any kind of job. I figure if I just take any job, then I can get a house, and then a job, and then I can get a better house. You know, it's a stepping stone. I was like, just start here. It's landed in my lap. Take it. However, it got complicated. So I ignored my... I ignored my gut instinct because of what I listened to Ion's words.
Right. Well, help. I mean, yeah, Ion gave you words. Ion gave you had a choice.
But I have to trust myself.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean it got complicated?
Bob, let me finish.
Well, that needs to be clarified.
We don't need to know. Obviously, the guy, whatever, did whatever, and Maggie didn't like it, whatever. So
no,
stop with
Maggie
the
liked it,
that's actually,
but then she
that's
didn't.
That's actually simple enough. That's enough. And the thing is,
that
it is a complete repeat pattern, and it is nuts. And I, oh, my God.
Right,
so that's fine.
So,
I can get out of it and maybe probably keep the job, but... It's
right, but what are you saying to me? That you're pissed off that Ion gave you another choice, and
I don't know about
instead
pissed
of listening
off,
to yourself, you chose to listen to Ion, and then
right.
You know,
I made
like
that
it.
Choice.
Yeah,
yeah no,
it's
I'm
your
not pissed
choice.
Off at Ion. It's not that, Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to. Okay, so I try to be it's this weird thing between obedience and
sacrifice.
Following my gut, like...
No,
yeah,
sacrifice.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, there's a point in time with Ion where they are going to prod you and probe you. It's like a high colonic enema. And, you know, that even if we look back at or hear back what they said... They could have been just setting you up. And you have to be able to distinguish when Ion is setting you up so that you can have an experience and get pissed off again and learn something. And you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
like,
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's actually fine. I, but it's, okay. All right. So they're going to set me up some. Well, see, I felt like I'm setting myself, well, yeah, I'm setting myself
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, and they set people up, Ion sets people up so they'll learn or grow or whatever, be their own god and stop blaming either, don't blame yourself, don't blame Ion, but just know you're a god. You're
just
blaming
learn.
Your little note. Man.
Just note. Is that what
yeah.
you mean?
Yeah, just note what's going on. Just observe, be detached.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
get personal. And, you know, I think that's an awesome experience where you see somebody who reminds you so much of a previous thing that it triggers everything, and then
it's,
you can face it. And then you can face it and face it down. You know, kick him in the balls, do your job, and then move on when you're ready. Don't make him be your excuse for running away. I'm glad you got involved. Because if you run away, then you're always looking over your shoulder. Oh, what
you're
is
all,
I?
Yeah. No, I, right. Ooh,
yeah.
That's good, Carolyn.
Mm. Okay, so we're good? We're good? You want to talk to Ion?
Yeah.
Tell Ion how much you love him and how you love the experience. But Bob might have to get a few licks in first.
No.
All right. Sure. I'm good. Thank you very much, Carolyn. And yes, I'm ready to speak with Ion again.
Okay, hon. Woohoo! Okay, Bob, can you find Ion?
Yeah, Ion's there. He's unmuted. And Ion's unmuted.
Ion! So, you've told me that I am... Ion, are you speaking with me now, or are you in a huff?
Not
Ion,
sure
hello?
Just yet. Not,
you're not,
not
sure
yet? Just, not sure
okay,
just
that's
yet,
fair.
Jelly Belly. Jelly
that's
Belly,
fair.
We'll just sort of that's see. Fair. We may have to talk to Carolyn for a little while and see how
this goes. Oh, sorry, Ion. Oh, man. But all right, look.
Unlike you, we actually like Carolyn.
Oh!
See, Ion's always trying to start a fight.
He's trying to start a fight. Pretend that I'm hugging you, Maggie. Pretend I'm hugging you right now. Just pretend I'm hugging you.
Okay.
I'll pretend
hugging me.
Yeah.
The only thing that's saving you so far is you saved us from another fucking hour of Zappa. That's the best thing you got going for you right this second. So let's see how this goes. Cause now look at what you've just done. You've gone through this whole little tirade of your own little cynicism of what you have to work through or work out. Here you have some laudable conclusion that may have served you better than ever, and then you want to blame us? I will be your God, honey, if you
am I blaming
one.
You?
We don't mind.
I'm not blaming
you. We don't mind.
I am blaming
We
know,
don't mind.
You, I,
we don't mind.
If I blame anyone, it's me. I mean, you're part of me.
That's good.
I'm going to ask
That's
you,
good.
Do you agree with what Carolyn said to me or no?
We don't care. It's all good. If it makes you feel better, do it. We don't care.
I would like to overlay what's going on here. Would you like to give me...
You are dealing... We did already. We said, did you like it? Do it. If you don't like it, don't do it. You get to choose.
Right.
You get to make the choice. You get to work
Why
it out.
Why does the same thing come back?
Because...
Same thing.
Okay. Kind of like taking a poop, honey. You don't eat to take a poop. You eat to give yourself nutrition, but pooping is a part of eating. And you're going to do that over and over and over again until you work out this little detail called digestion. She told you in the high colonic, got a high colonic experience.
So are you saying, Ion, that there was stuff I had
We're
to digest?
We're not saying anything. We're not saying anything. Ask some questions. Let's go.
Bob, what am I doing
ask
wrong?
Ask some questions. Ask
Bob.
Questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Come on, ask questions.
Why did I have... Why... Well...
Chew, 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 chew. Don't swallow your food too large. If you're not through chewing, you're going to chew it again. And again and again. You're going to do this until you get
what
it right.
What did I not chew? Well, how could... Okay, what did I not get right that I need to re-chew
the first,
that experience?
The first boyfriend issue was not his problem, it was your frugality. Okay?
Frugality?
And so now you're gonna do that again.
You told me.
And now you're gonna do that again, only this time he's the boss. A little different, eh?
What?
He's the boss.
He's the boss?
Yep.
Didn't he offered you a job. That's what we're going on.
Okay, yeah, but now I have the job. He ain't the boss.
Good.
Okay.
No problem. All good.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he's the boss.
Moving on.
I don't...
Moving on. Okay. You're digging another hole. You're digging
another hole. God damn.
Yes, darling. Yes, darling. Just ask some questions. You got queries? Ask them. Let's go. Come on.
What did I not digest? So you're saying, okay, hang on. You said I was frugal. It was my frugality. Was I frugal with my love, attention, time? What was I frugal? How was I frugal?
Emotion.
Okay, emotion.
In order for this question thing to work, when you ask the question, you've got to listen to our goddamn answer. Otherwise, it won't go good for you.
All right, I heard. Emotion. You answered. And then you immediately started screaming. So the first boyfriend, I was frugal with my emotion. So I did, and you said before that I was wishy-washy, and that's true.
Yeah.
So it's a lack of commitment? Is that what you mean?
No, fear of loss.
Yes.
It's a fear of loss. If I give myself to this person, they're going to hurt me. So the minds are going to be hurt because I'm going to get hurt every single time without goddamn fail or exception. So why don't you just go on and wound your fucking self instead of hurting somebody else, trying to let them wound you? It's ridiculous after a little bit. But that's all right. You got 37 more times to do this, honey bunny, till you figure it out. All right, with us.
All right, so you're saying that I expect to be wounded, which is a little man to
No, Carolyn's trying to tell you, embrace it. Carolyn's trying to tell you, embrace it. Live your life. Be happy. Don't worry about them. Them isn't the problem. You are the problem. You get your shit right, they'll follow you around like a puppy dog. Mm-hmm. They'll lick everything you won't lick.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I don't like when they do.
Right.
Oh.
Over and over and over and over and over again. And then you get mad because we get stern with you. Because we're not going to put up with your bullshit. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have that. Get on with it.
Okay.
Do what you're going to do. We're not going to put up with it.
Ion, please lay out the bullshit for me. I don't know what the bullshit is.
Easy. Look at, I second that emotion. So, if you feel like loving me, if you've got the notion, I second that emotion. But you won't do that. There's something wrong, something's out. He's trying to hurt me. He's trying to get in my panties or whatever. He's trying to control me. He's trying to blah, 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 blah. Fiddle, faddle, flick, flack, flop. Vivian Leigh had the same problem. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Right.
Had the same trouble. It was ridiculous. So soften it all up, honey. You can kill a man with a real hard frozen stick of butter, but you can also love him up with a piece of butter. You see? So you got to soften this a little bit and quit trying to make this all be about a thing, because it's not about a thing. It's about getting on with your goddamn life and living it. Be the first, be the last offended one, miserable. Be the last ascended human on the planet that's miserable. If you're going to ascend, you might as well be happy. That's what we want for you. We want you delighted. We want you pleased. We want you fat. We want you supple. We want you complete. We want you sated. We want you to have not a worry in the living world. But that's up to you now, isn't it?
If I'll accept it.
If you will.
Yeah.
We sent a plane, we sent a boat, we sent a wagon, we sent a car, we sent a license, we sent a hammock, we sent a pup tent, we sent a hotel, we sent a road map, we sent spare tire, we sent relief to help fix the damn broke car. We've done a lot so far to the chagrin of many, and now we're ultimately are blamed. With the condition, your condition.
I'm not blaming you.
Kind of a slap in the face after a little bit. We just want to talk to Carolyn, so we'll just talk to Carolyn. It'll be good.
Yeah, Maggie, come on.
Go
back and listen to all the words right from the beginning, because you did begin the words saying, I shouldn't have listened to Ion. Ion told me to do this, and I listened to him, and I'm fucked. So that's what you said.
It's a
and it's okay. It's okay, but acknowledge it, you know.
Because you're getting over it. Because, see, now you're getting over it. This is called, Carolyn calls this a good case of debriding. Dr. Carolyn Dean with those heavy hands. When she debrides it, baby, she's going to pink meat. It's going to bleed when she gets older. It's going pink because she's going to get all that corruption, she's going to get it out.
Good.
But it's never going to get better until you get the nastiness. You got to get the nastiness out of that.
Machete.
You got to get it for some good blood flow. You got to get some good blood flow, and it'll get better. But otherwise, if you don't feed a cold, you'll live long enough to starve a fever. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. And look how smart you were about this guy. You saw it right away. It did not take you any more than a second. So you should praise yourself. Hallelujah. Yeah. I know. You were ready to look at this pattern, and it was shown to you.
Oh,
you got
okay.
It.
So
and boom, and now you're digging a hole about it, and whereas you wanted
no.
to keep moving.
Okay.
And his penis wasn't that big anyway, so I don't know what all about. Not even all about that.
I wouldn't know about the penis.
We do.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay, so, all right. So what I did... So the confusion to me was...
Give her a shovel so she can dig a little deeper.
Don't keep digging that hole. Never mind. All right.
Just re-listen. So, re-listen to the words.
Yeah.
I think all the words are there. Truly.
Yeah.
You don't, unless you have other questions that aren't personal, you know, don't dig anymore. You're doing great. I mean, look how great you're doing. I think it's wonderful.
Hey, few people would walk away from what you walked away from and get where you are now with no basic semblance of order or capacity. And you're still alive and you're still kicking and you're mostly functioning.
I wanted to ask you about that, about my capacity for appreciation because,
well,
being alive is the only thing I've ever known, right? So I don't have, if I could remember being dead, I might appreciate being alive more, but being alive is normal to me. And I do appreciate a lot about it, you know, I look around at the trees and the green and the birds and stuff. Jesus fucking God.
What has that got to do with the Big Mac, honey? We're talking about Big Macs. We're not talking about the fucking trees.
Okay, so I'm appreciating the wrong thing. How do I increase my, do I need to increase my capacity for appreciation? Am I appreciating wrong?
You're messing up. You're confusing appreciation with gratitude.
Okay. Straighten me out, please.
Appreciate yourself.
Okay, what's the difference?
Appreciate yourself.
Yeah, and what's the difference between appreciation and gratitude?
Well, gratitude to me is... Okay,
oh
appreciation...
Oh, my God. Here we go. No.
Please go on.
Appreciate. And it's a verb to recognize the full worth of.
Yes.
To understand. They failed to appreciate the pressure he was under.
To recognize the full worth of.
Gratitude. The quality. Now listen to the difference. The quality of being thankful. Readiness to show appreciation for and return kindness. See the difference? You see why you'd get lost between those two? Gratitude embraces appreciation. Appreciation acknowledges the fullness thereof.
So the difference is that with gratitude, there's a thankfulness and a willingness to return.
Stop. No, Jeez. No. You can't have gratitude without appreciation.
Right. Yeah, I got that.
Well, but you're sitting here wanting to know how to have more gratitude. When you don't have the appreciation, you start talking about the goddamn pine. Stop. Stop. Don't talk. Just listen.
Shit.
The point is you're trying to look at the big woo-woo, and we're trying to... That's the sweet by and by. We got that. Everything's okay. Sweet, and the land that is fairer than day, and my face, I can see it afar. That's all worked out. We're trying to get you through the dirty here and goddamn now. That's why we have no patience. We're not a doctor. Unlike Dr. Neen, we're not a doctor. We have no patience. We're not going to deal with this. We're going to clean this up. Nip it. Nip it in the bud.
Clean it up, please.
You got to have appreciation in order to engage gratitude.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring you to a stage where you can engage the appreciation of the trees that I like so much in my life, that I'm thankful for the trees and the fullness thereof and whatever fuck we talk about, and move that into the gratitude, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness.
Yes. All right.
See how that's helpful? So now you can be thankful to fuck him and then move on down the line and not be emotionally stabbed in the fucking neck like it happens every single time with you. You see? They're not trying to stab you in the neck. They're not trying to stab you in the neck.
I can be thankful to fucking, is that what you said?
Sure.
What did you say?
Every relationship, not him, anybody. They're not trying to stab you in the neck. You stab you in the neck. They're not involved in the conversation. And there's going to be 37 more just like it until you figure this out. We want you to figure it out. And you will,
God,
and all
damn.
Is well. And well, it's your story, honey. Tell it any goddamn way you want to. It's all right with us, honey, money. We already fuck with you. We've moved heaven and earth on your behalf already so fucking far. And that's beautiful. And I love it. It's a great day for you.
I know that you deliver you give me what I say I want. And I'm trying to figure out why I say I want this stuff that isn't very cool.
First Thessalonians 5:16-18. Now, that's enough. That's enough.
First Thessalonians 5:16-18.
Now, you can look that up on your time. We're busy.
I just want to make a note of it.
We have Zappa to listen to. Wouldn't that be great?
All right, you can either listen to Zappa or you can wait a few seconds while I make a note of that. Thessalonians 5 through what? 5 through...
Chapter 1 Thessalonians.
First?
Chapter
yeah, I got that.
5. Chapter 5.
Yes.
Verses 16 through 18.
16 through 18. All right, I will look at that later. 18. Okay,
good.
Thank you.
That'd be nice. It's a soothing aspect because it sort of sets you in a check mark. See, you got it. You got it whooped. You got the winning lottery ticket in your fucking hand, but you're bitching because you didn't have the money to pay for the ticket. The fucking ticket's in tickets in your hand.
See, I know this is me. I just, I want to shift it around.
Yeah, otherwise we wouldn't talk to you.
I'm asking for help.
So you're,
I'm asking for help.
Doing good. Stop. We don't want to, we don't want to help. We don't want you asking for help. We want you to figure it out. If you weren't doing as well as you are, we wouldn't be speaking with you. We'd let you wallow in it.
Alright.
See, that's the problem with these mosh pits. Okay. The problem with these mosh pits that y'all put yourself in is you love it so much, wallowing in the fucking mosh pit. You love being delivered from this nastiness that you put yourself in continually. And then we drag you out of it and you say, okay, then you jump right back in it. Somebody turns their head and you jump right back into it. It's kind of like, God damn, we just got down the fucking shit and you jump right back in the shit. Okay, you must like the shit, apparently. That's all we can tell. You must like it, because you wouldn't go right back into it right after that. Then you turn around and say, I am every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. I don't know what's causing it. I just don't know what it is. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Ion, okay. So the question comes up, to whom or to what would I direct my gratitude? Is it me?
What's three characteristics of thankful people? It is you, but that's the problem.
Yeah.
Three characteristics of thankful people. If you know a thankful person, what's three characteristics of that person or people?
They seem happy.
Yep.
They're kind of relaxed.
Well. No. They have a natural ease about themselves.
Yes, an ease.
They're humble.
And
they're very humble because they're thankful. They're humble. They're thankful for every good, wonderful thing that's coming their way. Bichon is very, very powerful. She's very strong. She'll chop your fucking head off. Hey, you better watch out. That's one woman that can actually kill you and then perform the autopsy to tell what caused you to die. Oh yeah, Karen's very humble. She's very humble. She doesn't want to hurt anybody.
That's fascinating.
She doesn't want to hurt anybody. No. This is important. She wants to hurt no one. No one does she want to hurt. But she's not going to listen to their bullshit, and then she's not going to let them put poison. She's not going to let them put poison in her world. But she's very humble.
Right, I think,
she's very
humble. I think I need to adjust my understanding of humility or humbleness, because
it's thankful. Okay, that's enough. We don't need to hear you. Thankful people are not anxious. They're never anxious. They're never driven. They're not anxious. They've learned, here we go. They've learned how to appreciate the journey or the capacity of the path that they put themselves on, and they're not worried about what they don't have or who they haven't become yet.
Oh my God.
But they appreciate that process all along. Thankful people like Dr. Clean. That's what we're going to start calling her. She calls you Maggie. We're going to call her Dr. Clean. Because she's cleaning out the woodshed. Thankful people encourage others. Karen has no reason to encourage you. She could cut your head off and spit down your throat hole. It wouldn't make one lick's bit of difference in her living life. You have no idea with whom you're speaking. You have no idea who you're talking to. And yet, you come in to this we better back off. This blasé condition of apropos intellectual adolescence. We are not impressed. Check yourself and come into this process. You're doing great. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, okay, but
everything's
so going to
be okay.
Being God is a humble position where you let
No. Being God's not a humble position, but a true God is very humble. If you've got the cows of 1,000 hills, you shouldn't have to cry for milk. You shouldn't have to beg for position. You shouldn't have to beg for your status. Karen doesn't beg. She didn't ask you for anything.
No.
She didn't really ask anybody for anything. She makes her own goddamn way. Every step of the way. She's thankful for every marvelous gift that comes in her way. And she expects it. She has an air of expectancy. unlike you, she's looking forward to the next wonderful thing that's coming in her horizon, in her the vions that fall her way. You see? And therefore, her reticule is always full. You see?
And not everybody slips the goddamn itch.
Not everybody slips the goddamn trash me in $100 bills. Not everybody does that.
Not everybody can.
The people who take out the trash, they take the trash out. They get paid to take the trash out. She pays the company to take the trash out, but only Carolyn would slip them $100 bills.
Yeah.
For doing that which they already do. Because she appreciates them. And she sees them in the capacity. And when they're hungry, she's going to give them food. And the $100 bills aren't good anymore. You see, she has the capacity. Somebody has to deliver the lime to cover up the dead bodies in the library.
Ion, she has the capacity of humility or the the capacity for what?
To know
capacity
that she's
for appreciation.
To apply appreciation, which activates gratitude. And that emotion changes vibrational frequency. Vibrational frequency affects chemical structures and striations.
Ooh.
It's atomic.
God damn. Okay.
Now, I just love the goddamn trees. What the fuck are you talking about? It's crazy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know. Well, it's weird. I'm not sure where to place the gratitude. You're helping. I'm going to re-listen.
Well, are you thankful or not? Are you thankful or not? You're thankful. Okay, good.
Well, okay. So
I'm thankful for the next relationship. I'm thankful for the next relationship that I'm going to enjoy. Right. I'm not a big. I'm thankful I'm not a victim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You want to get right down to it? We can. Yeah. We don't. We ain't scared. Hey, we a lot of things, but it's scared.
So I know that all of this is for my attention.
You are emotionally. You are emotionally unavailable. So therefore, the only relationship you can engage is one that's going to hurt you because you're emotionally unavailable. And anybody that wants you, there must be something wrong with them.
I'm Groucho Marx.
So far, so good. Or Marcel Marceau.
Oh, boy.
Bob liked him. He had a relationship with
him. Well,
how's it working for you, honey? Do you have
not
a stable?
Good, Ion.
Is your stable full of big old stallions ready to take you for a ride?
Well,
Just saying.
Not the kind of ride I want to go on.
Well, see, hoops, that is. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the reason that people give us a hard time. We don't really give a fuck what they think and what they say. We don't care about that. We're not gonna hang on. We are telling you plain the reason that we go on and on and on about this place or condition called coitus and why we get so graphic and so pictorially adaptive.
Are you saying I can fuck this guy? Jesus God, he's nuts.
Listen.
He's violent.
We're not staying there. So are you. So good. Oh. Kidding. Good. So we're not saying that. We're saying is that the reason we go through all these details and being so graphic and based is so that we can take all of the charade off of this place and position. People move their bowels. There's nothing wrong with having a discussion regarding that.
The charade.
Whether you like it or not. Well, that's right. So we're going to break it down so you can get a hold of it and get right. So then all of a sudden it's not odd. It's very normal.
Yeah.
It's a capacitation that you can embrace and you can see it coming. he said, rather than, I know I'm going to get hurt just like every other time before.
But, all right.
Is that a capitulation?
Okay.
You're good?
I don't know. I'll have to re-listen.
Oh, come on.
That.
Say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah, okay. I capitulate. We're done.
You want to hear some Zappa?
No!
Want to buy some Zappa?
Bob, please don't. Ion just earned some Vessel.
You want some Vessel?
I don't earn
it. No. What is it? I then shall live. That's a good one with the Gator Boy.
I then shall live. You now can live.
Some ice and Lee?
Yeah, listen.
No, that's okay.
Good too. That's good. But now listen. If you listen to the words of I then shall live, that'll help you understand how to apply gratitude in a level or degree of appreciation.
All right.
You see,
thank you.
Because Carolyn, selfishly making herself powerful, is freely giving up herself and saving the world.
Yeah.
Freely.
It's interesting.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And she can fuck anybody she wants to.
Yeah.
She's not approved. Hey, ask her. She's not approved. She can do what she wants to. It's all right.
Say something.
Say something. Don't bother her. She'll tell you all about it.
Oh, man.
So now all of a sudden it opens it up to a larger capacity. And then what happens? Then guess what? You've heard this once, maybe twice. Okay, let's try it one more time. One more time. You're going to have to play Bienvenido, Bob, the theme song to the Medici, too, if you keep going at this rate. When the cares of life grow strangely dim, then you, Maggie, will know that you, Maggie, are on the right path. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Hey,
yeah,
Maggie.
Well,
Duffelbag's asking, who is Ion talking to? Who shall we say he's talking to? Maggie?
Maggie.
Tell him not the Renner girl. That's all he cares about. He just wants the Renner girl.
No Renner girl.
Yeah, he just wants
Maggie's
the
been
girl.
Here since 2013.
And,
maybe 2012.
And she's still...
still fucked up. Never got past her meeting with Bob in March 2013.
Never
recovered.
Hey, but she did. She did get out of the desert. She got out of the Babylon and got out of Egypt. She's no longer in bondage, so that's good. She's no longer in
obedience.
Bondage.
Obedience at any cost.
That's right. Duffel Bag is recommending a certain disco song. We don't have to do it. Don't worry about it.
Thanks,
that's where
disco
he gets stuck.
Duck. Yeah, disco duck. Yeah, that's a good one. Disco duck.
All right, so you ready, Maggie, to let the phone go?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for this little, what do you call it when you have an intervention? Oh, it's an intervention. You enjoyed this little intervention.
Yeah. It sure felt like one.
A high colonic enema, I'd say.
Yeah. High colonic.
High.
A high colonic, yeah. Yeah, but now you gotta ease off of that cream and sugar on your high colonic now. Just go straight with the tequila. It's better. Easy on the cream and sugar.
Oh my gosh, Ion, shit, now that you mention that, speaking of shit, I am concerned that my body's not absorbing the mineral, what's going on? Why do I got the scours all the time now?
You're fighting yourself.
Oh jeez, I knew it.
Rejecting life.
Mm-hmm.
I then shall live.
Damn it, I knew it. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
You knew it. Damn it. Just read some more McLuhan, Maggie. That'll help.
Go to Gutenberg. Hey, chapter three of the Gutenberg Galaxy. That'll make you feel better for sure.
See? Okay, thank you very much, man. You should come back in a couple hours and try it again. See what happens.
And don't get on the tailgate crying and bitching and moaning and carrying on. We hear every goddamn word and we're not gonna put up with it no more.
I know you do.
Say your words, but there's not one of the words said on that motherfucker that we don't note. Just so everybody knows. Okay, good.
All right, very good.
Notice.
Do you have anything to say, Denny? You want to talk to Ion?
Of course I do. Thanks. Is my phone still crappy?
No.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, Denny. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're glad
you're better.
Oh, yes. So, I've been in the process of making a movie called World 321. And
yeah.
I'm ready to step into the marketing phase.
Okay.
And
I have to explain Night Lou.
Bye Lou. Thanks, Lou, for coming by.
Yes,
always good to see you, Lou. Come back.
Yeah, use a condom next time, Lou.
No more bareback, Lou.
There's an internet radio program that is really, really important to me that I listen to every Saturday night, and it goes on all night through half of Sunday.
Hold on, Diddy. This is fun. Shut up, Ion.
Go right ahead.
Anyway, I'm listening to it now. I just got done talking to them for a minute. So that's what I'm doing.
A minute?
This is
30 minutes. Did she catch us? I guess she muted.
I don't think so. I don't know. You can't tell. It's so fun. No, she's still stopping. She just found her way.
What's beautiful? Oh, really? No, I'm gonna go back out there. Okay, good for him. Good. That's good. That's great.
Yeah, that's good. Bye, Lou.
Guess I'm not doing. Ooh.
Yeah.
Bye, Lou.
Damn it. Sorry.
We taped it.
Yeah, it's good.
You can listen to it later, Maggie.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
Maggie.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Who were you talking to? Your boss?
Lou.
My roommate.
Captain Lou.
Roommate. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's enough of that. We got to go back to Denny. Thank you, Madeline. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Or later.
You beat Denny's time.
An hour.
You beat Denny's time, but it was very enjoyable.
I apologize for that.
No, it was enjoyable.
It was delightful. It was enjoyable. It made her little nipples hard. It was beautiful. It was good. Okay, Denny, now marketing, baby. What you want to know?
Well, I'm looking at the 3-2-1 process, and
yeah.
I figure that what I want to get from this the sale of this movie is all those RNA drops, and we turn it, they use the RNA drops as they're meant to be as money. So that's what I'm
currency.
Looking for. So
as
if I was to
as currency.
So if I was to picture this, then I would picture the RNA drops and the products coming to me in big packages and boxes and stuff, because
uh-huh.
would Would that be part of the 3-2-1 to make the marketing effects where I don't have to even worry about what?
Right. That's right. And what you need to know is that liars always figure, but figures never lie.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. All right. So in your marketing campaign, you have to present in such a way that people can embrace it. Okay. And that means they embrace it. That means that they can,